And we have about 5.5 hours to go until the end. We started at 6 p.m. yesterday, and we're going to go until 6 p.m. today, ending with Rick Wright's hair on the grand finale. We are well on our way to finishing 24 hours of Thunderbird Radio Hell. Now we are time to switch to the next performer on 24 hours of Radio Hell. I said that many times already. Live in studio with us right now, we have Laura Barrett.
Okay, hi, this is Laura Barrett. I'm going to play some music for you all. Here we go. This song's called Fairyland. What's the use in coming home with a nouvelle manière to describe the reverie of your toque and tousled hair? If somebody else can serenade their love with this song, should I bottle up to the scent of your talk, your loping walk? Oh no, no melody, no matter how sincere or loaded with metaphor, can force you to appear in somebody else.
On knees. That one was a real knee slapper, in fact. Hilarious. Okay. I'm going to move along to an older song. This one is called Senior and the Blob. I'm just doing all the really jazzy ones first, and then I'll round it out with my pop songs. Okay, so this one starts off kind of sad. Oh, and rattly. Here we go. Hmm.
But like it or not, it's coming your way. 14 demerits on file. Police demanding hollow smiles. That bastard autumn, so up and down, the clouds are parting. No sign of a solar eclipse. But will winter bring apocalypse? It has no remorse with an actor's practice.
And sang along at the end there. Okay, I got a couple more here. Gonna play a little mysterious song. Gotta be careful too with the kalimba because I know that there's very little actual decibels being emitted, and it probably runs the risk of being dead air even in quiet times in the middle of a song. So I'll just keep things moving. This one's called Wood Between Worlds. And yeah, that's what it's called. Sleep right now. Just realized everyone's totally sleep deprived in the studio and I'm playing kind of lullabies. Sorry. Actually, this last song is a sing-along, so if you guys want to, I think you've heard it before, you there in the audience. If you've heard it and you're listening at home or at work, I suggest you sing along. There's a three-part harmony at the end. And yeah. You can do it. I believe in you. So this song, I'm allowed to ramble on about. Awesome. I'm being encouraged to ramble. So I'll give the full scoop, and Ben and I will probably talk about this anyway. But last June, I was invited to be a part of an amazing, inspiring project called the National Parks Project. And 13 groups of three musicians and one filmmaker went out into a national park for each of Canada's provinces and territories. We wrote music, and I wrote this song while I was in Waterton Lakes, Alberta. It's about the very real threat of a feral deer population that has taken over that city, town. Anyway, so the song is from the deer's perspective and then also from the human's perspective. And it's called The Humble Fawn. Here we go. Okay, that's right. how do I play this one? Yeah, I know. I know my own songs. There it is. Okay. Thank you.
we would freely wander the wild, find our own food, or we'd die. Why don't you give us a peek, sneak us a snack on the sly? Here, my friends, don't be shy. Why don't you give us a peek, sneak us a snack on the sly? Here, my friends, don't be shy. Oh, my darling, oh, my dear, can you believe it?
Humble fun. Sorry to just land you guys in the middle of that.
That's awesome. Good job. Laura Barrett, live on CITR. Thanks for coming. I hope
cool.
You had a great time.
Yeah.
We'll chat.
Thanks for having me.
We'll chat in a bit in the little room.
Let's do that.
Yeah. Coming up next, after our little chat, would be Bobby Ferris with Pool Hall, Gospel, and We Hunt Buffaloes. And then I'll be back at 3 o'clock with Half Chinese. But before that, Laura Barrett, a little interview chat session in Studio A, I think that's what we call it. 24 hours of Thunderbird Radio L. We got about, well, exactly 5 hours left to go. Woohoo!
Oh, thank you. Yeah, thank you.
I've heard your music before on
record. Awesome. Well, live in action, yeah. With the Sleepy Time chorus.
Halifax, is that right?
From Toronto.
Oh, from Toronto.
Yeah. I'm living out here for now, but I'm actually moving back to Toronto in like 3 weeks. So
oh, wow.
It's kind of a whirlwind tour of living here. I know. Isn't that stupid? It's like I'm moving so soon. Oh, well. But yeah, and I'll be back. I'll be back to make music. Yeah.
Awesome.
Can I turn off? I can turn off the mic now and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Sweet. Sorry, I totally forgot that. Of course, everything's going straight in, so I was kind of rustling it in my head.
Oh,
should do or how they should do to get started or who to contact. And really, like, I don't even know how to begin now because I've been doing it so long and I already know a lot of the promoters and I can just call them if I need to and say I need to do a show and they'll help. And so I feel really lucky, but I don't know how I would start if I had to start from scratch other than the fact that the internet's been a wonderful tool for everyone. So I guess that's the first place I would start if I had to start from scratch. But I like touring. And I think the best way to get through touring is to find people that also want to be on tour or playing every night and then who enjoy playing and then just bring them with you.
Right.
And then that helps.
You were talking about the internet. Are you on the internet much? Are you a computer savvy person?
I'm really not. But I keep maybe dabbling with the idea of maybe getting a laptop.
But you heard good things about it.
I hear great things about the internet.
Yeah.
No, I know. My son tells me all about it.
Oh, yeah.
Every once in a while, he uploads or downloads something onto my computer. I do have a computer. It's like an old iMac from 2002 or something.
Right.
But, and when I got it, it was good, really good.
Yeah.
But it's a little outdated. So Ben, he just put a new Firefox on there that is like not the, it's the one that my computer can still handle. So now I can go on, like, because I kind of joined Facebook.
Yeah.
But I was on it, like, I've been on it 4 times in the last 2 years, I think. And so, but more recently, so I just approved a bunch of friends, but then one of my friends, like, an actual friend who I haven't been in touch with for a long time, emailed Fred, like, at one point, was like, I just noticed Julie approved a bunch of friends, and she didn't approve me, but maybe she didn't know the name, so can you get her to approve? I was like, but basically what happened, that was on Fred's computer, because his works, and so when I got home, like, I went on Facebook one day and I tried and it didn't really like Internet Explorer or whatever.
Right.
So then Ben put on the Firefox. So then I was able to at least approve some people because otherwise I couldn't do anything with it. So I'm trying.
Right.
But I think if I get like a computer, the other thing I have to clarify is I have this real phobia with actually turning on the internet. Like, I know the internet's a wonderful tool and I've used it and it's a great networking thing. But I'm just not very good at emailing everybody, and I have like 2,500 emails in my Yahoo thing that I haven't opened, and it's just bad. If anybody needs to reach me, they have to call me.
Right.
So, which I just got a cell phone Friday night.
Yeah. I know.
But I'm still learning how to use it.
Yeah.
But
well, you don't know. Have you figured out how to do call waiting yet?
Not yet. But which was problematic all day today during the interviews. But I think because I did some interviews today where it was just beep 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 beep. But not to sound like a total Luddite, like I have had a cell phone in the past, but it got disconnected because I owed like $800 on it. And so I still owe that money. And I didn't want a new one, but the label just gave me one because everyone was upset because they can't reach us. But we toured Europe in 2007 with no cell phone and no GPS for 5.5 weeks, just me and Fred here. And no maps. Oh, we had one big map.
Oh, wait.
Like we had the Michelin guide, like the big Michelin map. And we did. We got to every show a little late sometimes, but we got there.
Huh.
And there was only twice where we almost broke up as a band. And Fred kind of got out of the car somewhere around Madrid and was like, I'm out. And we didn't really know where we were. And that's kind of like, whoa, 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 where are you going to go? You can't just leave me in this gas station here. I don't even know what, you can't speak Spanish without me, which I can't, but I can do a little better.
Better than him, yeah.
Well, not to pick on Fred all of a sudden. He did all the driving except for when we got the food poisoning. Well, the bug. We got some type of bug.
Yeah.
So there was one day I had to drive from Barcelona to Bordeaux, but he did the rest.
And it worked out. That's awesome. Just like
no phone. What we would do is we'd look for the plaza, like in any town, like Cuidad. We'd just go straight for the plaza, Plaza de España, every town. And in Germany, the circle, like everywhere downtown. And we'd find a payphone and put all our coins in and call the promoter and tell them where we were. And generally, we were always like two to five minutes away from the venue. We just kind of went with our instinct. But now we have a GPS.
Right. Oh, well.
Yeah. And now I got a cell phone.
Yeah. You're moving up.
Again. Yes, moving up. Yeah.
Now you can tour Canada. You can't just drive to Winnipeg and kind of expect to be...
Well, we can. We know where all the venues are.
Yeah.
But the States is another story and all that. The GPS is super helpful. Jane just tells us where to go in 800 meters. We're going to be turning right. It's great.
Julie Doran, live on CITR. You got more songs for us?
Yeah. Yes, oh my God, there's only 20 minutes left. I really wanted Fred to sing.
We still got half an hour.
Why do I think 7:15?
That clock is...
No, I thought it was 7. For some reason, I was thinking it was over at 7:15. I must have been thinking in yoga class terms.
We got tons of time. Yeah, keep talking.
It's okay. Oh, yeah. No, we should play. Let's do... we'll stick with the new album, I guess. Does anyone have a request that we know how to play, please?
Chris has one.
Woke myself up?
Yes.
Oh dear, can we do that?
Totally.
Oh yeah, totally. Wait. Oh, that one is so old. You know, I tried, I mean, not that, I didn't mean like, I know, but I tried to learn that one recently because I heard it in someone's car recently. And I was like, that's a weird one. Just because I was trying to remember the chords because I kind of made them up. And I actually did try to learn that song, the I Love to Dance one. Yeah, I don't think I can do that one. I'm sorry. I know Dirty Feet. And then Woke Myself Up, eh? That's a hard one, too. Can you do that one? I'll try it. Should we do Dirty Feet first and then Woke Myself Up?
Sure.
Yeah, I'm going to sit for Dirty Feet because it's kind of, it'll remind me to be a bit mellow. Just calm down a bit. I was just thinking about the cell phone. So I don't actually know how to turn it off. I'm surprised it hasn't rung yet because it rang all day. So, not that, no offense.
I've been calling her all day. Are you here yet?
No, but unfortunately you were calling when I didn't know how to answer the call waiting. So it was, you were not, like, I don't know. I'm just not used to having one where people can reach me. Because at home I just don't answer the phone. I mean, I let the voicemail get it, unless it's a number I recognize. But I'm scared because I'm so behind in my taxes that the Revenue Canada's been calling, so I don't answer any of the 1-800 numbers. But I'm good. It's all with my accountant right now, which was a big step. What's that?
You have an accountant, what?
Well, I found an accountant. Well, not me. My manager found me an accountant because I can't do anything on my own, it seems, except for make babies and... But I could, but I was like, I realized I had 3 months off this winter and I knew we were about to go on tour and I was like 3 years behind in my taxes. So I asked him for help, which is the first step. And then he found a good accountant. And then the guy's awesome. He's been really helpful. So that's almost done. And then next step, pay off the phone bill. And then I'm going to try and buy a house in Sackville. Well, once I have my taxes done, which is pretty soon. There's this little cute little house for $49,000 in Sackville that I want.
I know.
But it's in Middle Sackville.
Yeah.
It's like a...
Oh, wow.
Which is like a 15-minute walk to... If you take the Trans-Canada Trail, it's like a 10-15-minute bike ride, rather, to town. So it's not right downtown. It's like out, on the outskirts.
Oh, man, that was funny. I remember. That was Julie Duran back in 2009, I believe. I mentioned it. March 16th, 2009. Julie Duran, one of the few times she's been on the program. I was saying a friend of the show. And now, I am joined in studio by Laura Barrett.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun,
hello.
Dun, who played a wonderful set about 10 minutes ago.
Thanks.
It was fantastic. This is all part of 24 Hours of Thunderbird Radio Hell. If you just joined in, we started yesterday at 6 p.m. and we're going to go until 6 p.m. today. So we only have 5 hours to go, and it's been fabulous. It's been fad. It's been fun, except for I'm losing some words once in a while when I talk.
It's fine. You know, I think that you're doing remarkably well.
I don't really feel tired. It's just a bit slow on the talking, too, though. So you have to carry me. Speaking of rambling, Julie Duran, lovely, lovely lady. She does go on. And that's why I like her shows. I don't know. You must have seen her. You've played.
Oh, yeah.
Have you played with her?
I haven't played with her, but she was at Sappy Fest a few years back when I played. And she was emceeing the particular...
Right.
Slate that I was a part of, and I've met her, and she's lovely.
My favorite thing about it is I've seen her a million times, and the reason I can do it more or less is because she does talk a lot during her shows, and it makes it different each time. Like, she would talk about her kid and her toothbrush for, you know, 20 minutes one show, and it makes it fun. The last time I saw her was in Toronto, and she actually played for like 2 hours.
Wow.
Or something like that. It was crazy.
It's great.
She talked a lot.
Yeah.
But it's great. It's just fun. It's fun. So rambling on radio it's not so, you know, as long as it's, you know, talk about the songs you're playing.
It's good.
Yeah. But going back to you, Laura.
Sure. Feel free. Yeah. I don't.
So how are things? How you I don't know how recently, but you are in Vancouver now.
I'm here for the next, this is so strange, I'm here for the next 3 weeks, basically. I moved here in September.
Okay.
Because my partner is actually here at UBC doing his MFA. Mm-hmm. And so we moved out together. I have since gotten into grad school back east. So, yeah, we're moving back for the summer, and then he'll come out here again. And I'll go to school in Toronto. Yeah. But then I think I'm going to come back here next summer.
Right.
Because I still haven't experienced summer in Vancouver. Mm-hmm. So it's been a whirlwind.
Right.
And even in the year that I've lived here, the school year mm-hmm. that I've lived here, I haven't spent a lot of time here because there's the winter break. There were two Sheezer tours.
Right.
So I've been kind of up and out and around and
right, just been crazy.
Yeah.
Of the little times you've been here, I guess. you enjoy it? Like, do you like Vancouver?
Yeah. I'm actually I shouldn't use the word actually. There's a lot to like about Vancouver. You know, you have to get past the. I think the winter time was rough.
Just the rain, or just
the gloominess of
yeah.
it. I don't mind rain, but I like seeing the sun,
mm-hmm.
and so I missed the sun for many months. But other than that, I mean, I meet new people all the time.
Yeah. The other thing is, have you been to Vancouver before?
Just a tour. Yeah.
Just a tour.
With hidden cameras.
Right. Because you seem to have a lot of friends or here already, considering that you just, just moved here for a little bit. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like you're fitting well within... Vancouver is notorious for being hard to break into. I don't know if that's the right word, but you know, just to fit in.
I think I'm really lucky in that both with the hidden cameras touring, and I did come here a couple times before moving for my own solo work, and I did meet people who I think were simpatico, so I already had that advance knowledge of the city, and
mm-hmm.
But I definitely didn't know how it all fit together. You know, that took me a few months, just piecing it together, even though it's not a giant city.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right, I mean, there are parts of it that are hard. I remember I met somebody at the Push Festival, and I was talking to him about how I was finding it a little hard to break into.
Yeah.
I found that sometimes the scenes of different arts media
yeah.
weren't connecting
mm-hmm.
As much as I noticed back at home. But that's because I have a lifetime of living
right.
in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
And so all my friends from different media, they all, and different arts, they know each other, and they're actively making stuff happen. And I just, coming in as a new person, you don't see that automatically because you don't know
mm-hmm.
what's going on. I was talking to this person, and we both agreed that it was hard to kind of break in, and then he just kind of walked away at the end, at the end of the conversation. I was like, yeah, how do I...
And then just gone.
I feel really blessed and lucky to know people in advance. And
mm-hmm.
then I met, you know, for instance, even you, I met through mm-hmm. Sheena, who... Mm-hmm. works at Mint,
right.
and you know, so it's
yeah.
once you meet some people, you start meeting other people and making some contacts. But I still feel like I just got here and now I'm
yeah.
leaving, so that's
yeah.
kind of absurd.
Yeah, but you'll be back. A lot of people come back.
Totally, yeah.
Going, I guess, back and forth, you mentioned, we'll talk about your stuff, but Sheezer.
Oh, yeah.
It's interesting to me. So it's a Weezer cover band.
Yeah.
How was that? Is that fun? Or?
It is so much fun. It is the most fun I've ever had playing on stage.
Oh, really?
Really, truly, because it's just, it's so... I mean, it's painless once you learn the songs, and there are no egos involved because it's not your music.
Right.
And so we just play and have fun. These are songs that we've known for 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
And also there is that lovely lady spirit happening, because
right.
it's an all-female Weezer cover band, hence the name Sheezer.
Right. And you did shows through, I know at the very least you did Toronto and most of Canada, a lot of Canada? Or
we
some
did a lot of Canada. We unfortunately didn't do any Prairies shows,
right.
But we did an Eastern Seaboard tour. We haven't gone too far east, and then we haven't gone past Quebec City.
Mm-hmm.
And we did a Western tour in March, and that was Vancouver, Victoria, mm-hmm. Calgary, Edmonton, Saskatoon.
So is that still an active...
Yes, yeah. It's. I mean, I'm the only member of the band who's 4,000 kilometers away from the others.
Right.
So it's been put on hold until I get back to Toronto. I really think we need to break into the States.
Right.
I think we do really well there, and we should get on it before another, you know... Hervana is a name that's being bandied around. Yeah, that's our rival band. They don't exist yet, I don't think. But
you could take that too as well.
Yeah.
So you must be a big Weezer fan then.
I'm a big classic Weezer fan.
Right.
We only Not play the new, first
yeah.
two.
Yeah. Well, which is that's fair.
But it's good music. I mean, it's really fun. It's super catchy. It's smart and well written. And it makes me feel good to play it.
Yeah, so it's like a good break from playing your own music.
Totally, yeah. It's obviously, I play bass.
Yeah,
I play kind of almost the opposite of the kalimba.
Yeah. Yeah, so
it's great.
Yeah, so going back to your own stuff, kalimba is for people that don't know, it's sort of like a thumb.
Some people call it a thumb harp or a thumb piano, although it's not related to a piano in any way. But that's a convenient way to conceive of it. But if you've never seen one before, it's a wooden box with mm-hmm. metal tines on it, thin pieces of metal that are hanging over a bridge at different lengths. So it's kind of like a glockenspiel with one support missing, where you sprung, you know, you hold down the tines and then they spring up a bit and they vibrate and make a noise.
And I obviously didn't know this until I saw you play for the first time, is that there's different ones.
Yeah.
It's not just one kalimba that you use to play for all the songs. Quickly, just name it, like what's the different pitches, different tones?
Different, kind of like different, they're basically in different scales.
Okay.
So one of them might be all diatonic major, so just basically like the white notes on a piano. But some other ones, I've tuned them in kind of eerie or ominous scales, or sometimes they're missing some notes that I have to in turn sub in vocally or be creative with. But they all have their own personality.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like having a bunch of harmonicas. People generally have a bunch in different keys.
And what got you started on playing them?
It's
not really a common thing you pick up in, you know, bands and in class or anything.
It's not the most interesting story. I was I was scanning eBay for personal or portable musical instruments, and I thought that I would get something digital, and basically I don't know what I was looking for, and imbiras and kalimbas came up, and I just got one on a whim. It's not an interesting story. I taught myself how to play it in one way. It's just my own way. It's not connected to like Cameroonian traditions or Zimbabwean traditions, but I've since learned a lot more of that.
Right.
Since those then. And
yeah, very nice. And any what's your upcoming plans in terms of your solo things?
Well,
you have to go back to Toronto.
I have to go back to Toronto, but before that happens, Vancouverites have two opportunities for some Laura Barrett related events. Can I plug them?
Yeah, go for it. Oh, please.
Great. So next a week from Saturday, May 7th, I think that's the date. Yeah, the National Parks Project film will actually screen at DOXA, the Documentary Film Festival. So that's happening Saturday at 9, and we'll also be celebrating the release of the album that we put out. It's got a sampling of all the different artists who are involved. So, yeah, come and check that out. And then the week after, Friday the 13th at Blim, I'm playing a gig with Pete Samples, who may be retiring. So Pete Samples may be defunct after this. You should definitely come and check out that show. It's at Blim on Pender, and that's Friday the 13th, so it's easy to remember.
Yeah, good times. Yeah, thanks.
Thanks for having me, Ben.
although, on that note, actually, now it just occurred to me, you were talking about with Nirvana.
Oh, yeah.
And one song that always stuck out of people's mind is your cover of Smells Like...
Smells Like Nirvana, yeah.
From Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah.
Were you a big fan of him, or just because of that song? Or do you like Nirvana?
I like... Okay, this is going to make me sound like a terrible nerd. I know more Weird Al songs than I know Nirvana songs. I like them both.
Which is true. Which is, well, Weird Al has a big Canadian, because back in the old days, much music, it's just all Weird Al Yankovic.
Yeah.
He would take over the TV show and do a whole day of Weird Al songs.
Yeah. And he had a show, wasn't that on YTV or something? I'm not sure who picked it up in Canada, but Al TV.
Like reality. I think it was much music. It's good. It was, and it's interesting. Like, have you ever played it and people were expecting the Nirvana, and then, or they don't even know what hit them?
They generally, I don't play it very often at all, because it's got a lot of lyrics and I get confused between the parody and the original. But when I have played it, I think people kind of were. It boggled some minds, because it's just so, it's got so many layers of meaning and sound and juxtaposition that people are like, what is actually going on here with this song? So Smells Like Nirvana.
Yeah, very nice. Anything else you want to mention before you
Just that I think what you're doing is really wonderful and admirable, and I'm happy that you're still standing.
Yeah, I'm happy you came out and played on the show, and happy adventures in you know, Toronto, and what are you going to school for?
I'm going to school for a master's in teaching.
Oh, really?
So at the end of it all, I'll be qualified to teach, and I'll also have a grad degree that, you know, maybe I'll go back to school for a PhD, or maybe I'll go right into the school system. But I'm really excited about it.
Okay, excellent.
Thanks for having me, Ben. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Thanks. I think now Bobby Ferris is going to come on and to take over for his section of Thunderbird Radio Hell. He has a couple bands in, and I think I might be introducing the first one. They are called Pool Hall Gospel.
Well, hello, boys and girls, children of all ages. We be the Pool Hall Gospel.